11:03 a.m. We do have a full quorum of the board. And I have the agenda up here on the screen. It was Jake distributed it earlier. If there are any edits or changes to the agenda, anything we need to pull off, we would hear those. If not, we'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented, please.
Move to approve as presented.
I'll second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you. And Trevor Nickel did resign from the board. We have his resignation letter. We just need to officially acknowledge that here in the meeting so we can annotate that in the minutes. I'd entertain that motion to do so.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
Aye.
You.
Aye.
And then acknowledging the appointment of Cal Roberts to the board. Can I get a motion on that, please?
So motion.
Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Motion to accept Cal Roberts.
Second.
And I'll set. Jason.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you all. Public comment for non-agenda items. Don't see any public on the line here, but if there is anyone that would like to speak from a member of the public standpoint, now would be the time. Hearing none, moving on to the minutes. These were in the packet from the May 21st meeting. Would be open to any comments or edits to the minutes. If there aren't any, we'd entertain a motion to approve as presented, please.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, thank you. And then we have the ratification of the non-disclosure agreement. That is obviously not included in the board packet. Blair, is there anything we want to talk through on this? Jay, anything to say here or just move to approve?
I'd be happy to give an overview for Cal's benefit if that's helpful, if you'd like me to.
Sure, give me the 30 second.
Yeah, so this NDA is essentially with the naming rights partner for the event venue. We'll get to that a little bit later. They, the naming right buyer, if you will, was somewhat uncomfortable with all of the details being both authored and presented into a public meeting. And so they asked, and we agreed to having all existing board members at that time sign an NDA with all business terms. And so we did that. They shared those with us. We'll talk through that likely a little bit later in the meeting, but the NDA was essentially with the individual board members to hold business terms of that agreement internal to the PID board.
Got it. Understood. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Jay. Is there a motion to ratify the NDA?
So moved.
Seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much. Next, we have the change order number one with Layton Construction. And I'll pull up that price amount on here. That's for $3,839,071.18. Blair, I Megan sometimes talks through these, or Robert, if you had any comments on this.
I can do it if you need me to.
Yeah, that's
whichever you'd like. I'm up to speed too, so go for it, Jay.
Yeah, so just in the essence of time and making sure that we stay on schedule, there were some preliminary not desire, but desire and need to advance the structural steel package ahead of a few other items. And so we went ahead and created this change order to allow Layton to go ahead and get that, all the steel stuff moving. That's one of the critical path items, obviously, that we need for the event venue. So essentially all this is a change order on their, excuse me, on their pre-con contract at this point to get the steel moving, the steel package moving. So
it's not a change order of increase of costs. It's just a change order from a timing perspective exactly. to allow it to happen such that we can maintain yep. schedule.
Yep, exactly. Moved it up a couple of weeks just to get it moving.
That's what I wanted to clarify, because it looks like from the detail that it's actually, price has actually come down since our 50% CD pricing. So sounds like it's just a matter of change order from the pre-con contract so they can order it and get it going, not a $3.9 million bust or something.
No. Yeah. And Zach, to your point, there were some steel package related design changes that happened in between the last section, the last set of 100% DD and the first section of CDs. There was mm-hmm. some change of how we were actually doing it, mostly to advance and improve the interior performance of the building from a customer perspective as a little bit more of a concert venue rather than a sports venue. And so there was a desire to move some of the steel package, just move around the way that the superstructure is built so that it advances, more of a better customer experience on the concert side, as opposed to like a hockey game or a basketball game. It wouldn't have mattered, but it will matter on the sound side for with this additional change. That's why. So that went down and the other side went up a little bit. But within all of that, there's not a bust. It's just a tiny question.
So I'll any motion further discussion or a motion to?
I'll motion to approve the change order.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Aye. Thank you. And the next we have the approval of the first additional services addendum with Kimley Horn. We've got that in the board packet here. I have the dollars here pulled up on the page. Blair, is there anything that you wanted to note on this addendum?
I don't think so. The dollar amount, you can see it's that 15,600. And Andrew's on, and I think this ties to his item as well. So I don't know if there's anything he wants to cover on that.
Now the pricing seemed reasonable to me. So I've sent an FMV approval for this one as well.
Yeah, it's just as scope continues to change, obviously we need to update the agreements. So I don't have any comments.
I'm good with it.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. And then our last action item today is cost certification number 6. Andrew, did you want to walk through this initially?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So we have some Arcadis invoices. Clearly can see we have $21,000 certified out of that $114,000. And that's because, Arcadis includes a bunch of line items that aren't related to the master planning, and we're only certifying the master planning costs on these cost certifications. So we've pulled out all of those unrelated costs, and we came out with the roughly $22,000. Chapman parking, that's related to a previous contract amendment or contract that the board has approved. H4B parking garage concept design. And we have some Kimley Horn invoices related to amendment number 4 and amendment number 5 that the board has also approved. And there's some costs in there for concept temporary parking design, as well as some additional permitting costs for the project. That total is $80,000 roughly. And then we had some costs for Maynard that were related to the H5A contractor negotiations. Since that garage is public, all those costs are certified as roughly $20,000.
Sorry. You said H5. I'm assuming you mean H3A. Maynard Nexen is a law firm.
That's right.
And Zach, so what is this for, Zach?
They're negotiating the contract with R&O and Layton for the promenade and the event venue.
Thank you.
My apologies. Anyway, so all those costs are eligible to be paid for by the PID. So we have roughly $20,000 there. And as for the Snell costs, we have pulled out only $602 of that roughly $23,000 that are related to plat issues for the project, public areas. So we're certifying a total of $131,407.56. Any questions about that?
Cal, any questions about this process? You know, this is cost certification number 6 we're going through, and Andrew walked through that in good detail, but since the first time you're seeing this, just want to make sure that you're tracking on the process and everything that goes into that.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. No, I think I got a handle on it.
Okay, great. Any questions from anyone else on cost certification number 6 before we move to approve?
Nothing for me.
Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the cost certification as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. Administrative non-action items. We've talked about this a couple of times, two different trainings that are required to complete, and then completion of the conflict of interest disclosure forms. I can email board members individually afterwards on what we're needing. Cal, these are active links in the packet you were sent today to these board member trainings. The Public Meetings Act is annually, and then the special district board member training is just one time after your appointment. And then WBA does have a conflict of interest disclosure form that will need to be completed, and we'll keep that on file.
Okay. I mean, we have to do OPMA training at the legislature. Does that suffice for that requirement, or do you need me to do this one as well?
That suffices for that requirement. It's similar to what Mike did. So if you have anything that, you know, we could keep on file to show that you did that, even a, you know, an email or.
Yeah, we have to have a record, right? So if you just, because we get audited for our board members. So if you have it, you have the meeting, whatever, the confirmation, whatever, you can send it on, that'd be great.
Okay. And then the other piece, just click that link. Does that include the conflict of interest disclosure form too?
No, you do click the link, and that will direct you to the training. And the conflict of interest disclosure form, Jake, we have that, we can send Cal, correct?
Yeah, I have a blank copy that Megan sent earlier in the year. So I've actually already drafted one to send to Cal, so we can get that over to him.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, for Cal's benefit, we've had a chance. It might be good just to one-on-one the setup here, but we've got the PID, which you're familiar with, and then we have consultants to the PID. We have White Bear, what's the acronym now? WBC?
WBA.
WBA. So Cal, Blair and Betsy are on from White Bear as counsel to the PID. And they're third party counsel. They're completely different than any other counsel, you know, for any other projects or private developer or anything like that. So they just represent the infrastructure district. And then we have Pinnacle Consulting Group, who much of the rest of the characters are, who is the third party manager, both accountant and kind of affairs of the PID as well. And so those are the two groups that are on the call here, helping us manage this process as well as the board members. So I'm not sure if that was clear or not, but.
Great. No, that's helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Cal from Pinnacle, we've got kind of three different groups here. Jake and I do the management and administration of the district. I'm the district manager and, you know, can be your primary point of contact. Jake is taking care of a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, the administrative work. He keeps us on track, make sure we're at meetings, and keeps us legal and compliant. And then Brendan and Derek are our accounting team, and Jason joins us from a capital projects management perspective. So we're Pinnacle, we're a full service firm. And so you've got a few different groups here on the line today.
And Andrew from Connection Group, who you heard from,
district engineer.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. We have a district engineer who certifies and ratifies, or I shouldn't say ratify, but certifies costs and thanks. Sorry, Andrew.
Thank you guys for the introduction.
Yeah. Oh, all I said right. That because I thought we were done. We're not.
No, it's all good. Blair, Betsy, we do have the other link set up and ready to go to switch over for the executive session. Would one of you want to walk us through that process, please?
Yeah, sure. I will.
Oh, go ahead, Betsy. Blair. You beat me to it. Go for it.
Just to enter the closed session, obviously it's been noted here on the agenda. What we want to do is have in this portion of the meeting, with the quorum required, have a motion made and seconded to go into the closed session. But we need listed the reason to justify the closed meeting, and then we need to record a yes or no vote of each member of the board casting a vote, and to note the time that the executive session is entered.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
And then I guess I'll pull the board members by name. Let's start. So Robert, you made the motion. Was that Zach that seconded?
Jay.
Oh, Jay. Okay. Let's see, other board members, yay or nay as far as entering the session.
Mike is a yay.
Mike, yay. Zach, yay.
Zach,
Cal.
It's a yay.
Yay. Cal's a yay.
Okay. And that executive session for location is there is a Zoom link provided. Shannon, if you need, I can hang out here while the rest go so the recordings are maintained. Or how do you want to do that?
Jake is going to stay here in the main meeting to do the recording. And then we do have to record the executive session as well. Is that right? Or we don't?
Yes. Yes. To record it separately. It is subject to grandma, but needs to be maintained. Note the time then is 11:18 with unanimous vote to go to a closed session or executive session.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Betsy, and I will see everyone over on the other link, and I'll run the recording from that side while Jake hangs out.
Okay, see you guys. And we're back.
And we're back. Just need, there's Blair.
Just need, and Jay's back. Got her quorum.
Jay's back. Cal's back. Okay. Yeah, we got everybody.
So, Shannon, I would just say you'll want to note the time when you announce we're back in session.
All right. We are back in session at 11:49 a.m.
All right. So we discussed the items in executive session. No action can be taken in executive session. So coming out of executive session, I'd make a motion to approve the letter of intent as proposed by the operator. Yeah, leave it at that.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Motion carries. Blair, are we good on executive session items and this approval from your perspective?
Yeah, I think we are.
Okay. Is there anything else to come before the board?
Not for me.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
There you go. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 11:51 a.m. Looking forward to seeing y'all at the groundbreaking. Jake and Derek and I are going to be out there, and I know Blair and Megan are as well, so it'll be nice to see everyone in person here soon.
Awesome. Thanks for your support.
Cal, is that on your radar?
No. Do you mind sending me that invite? I'll try to go if I can make it.
Yeah, it's on the 29th at 9 a.m.